The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Fitting memorial, the green memorial service, you know, in talking about things that have, in pushing forward, things, sadly, that have happened and unexplainable things. When you hear choirs and you think of fond farewells, certainly that was one of the prettier ones, which is why we let you, you know, hear that. It's just amazing to hear those voices lifted up, and we've had a lot of tragedy lately, if you think about it. And I think the fact that we're still dealing with the, you know, grappling with the whole thing over Robin Williams, who is just, in one sense, somebody who was on the big screen or the small screen, and who was particularly well known, but didn't know us all personally. For some reason, that has gripped us in a much different way than one can imagine. So I thought it'd be interesting to hear a little bit of that choir there. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, and that's where we begin. In your nooks and crannies, how much of the conversation is over what's happening in Ferguson, Missouri? And the situation of, should we have the name of the police officer who shot 18-year-old Michael Brown and killed him, should that be out there already? Because we're into day five, and before you know it, it'll be the weekend again. This happened on Saturday afternoon, and why isn't the name out there? And the police chief and the mayor would say, well, that's because of safety reasons, because the violence continues in that town where they've had to use tear gas after riots and looting and everything else that you can imagine that have happened has been mixed into smashing police cars and stuff since Michael Brown's death. Even Michael Brown's father, Michael Brown Sr., is telling the people in Ferguson to calm down and to hold vigils and to demand answers, but not to do it through violence. It's been suggested, geez, why don't we have these daily protests during the day and not at night, because the tension has increased so much in that town. And now it's also pulling in people from all over the place who are pushing this in a civil rights direction, like Al Sharpton, who tells everyone be calm, but then screams into a microphone, we need the name and we should have the name, and just makes people go crazy, to be honest, because he's sparking that in what his words say, even though it's one thing, but it's not coming out that way. And unfortunately, there's massive unrest here, so there's lots of protesters, and there's lots of concern that city, which is very small, is going to explode. And they've had lots of problems in the past in Ferguson, but now the outrage can be multiplied. I mean, can just be multiplied over what has happened here. So should that name be released? That's part of the conversation. That's part of the water cooler buzz. Is it fair to not have the name out there? Would it be out there in any other case? Would we have that name? Would we know that name already? In the meantime, the president is grappling with what to do for the people who are stuck on a mountain in Iraq. Stuck because the Islamic State has said, become a Muslim, you Christians, or die. And that's it. So the Christians and other minorities have fled to this mountain, and they're stuck on this mountain trying to figure out, you know, where do they go? How do they, you know, they have no money, they have no food, where are they going? They ran from their homes. The Defense Department said it's unlikely that the U.S. will help in this mission. It's not likely because we would have to have boots on the ground, and that would be the whole combat thing, which we were promised again and again and again would not happen, so we will not send troops to Mount Sinjar now. And then it's being downplayed a little bit because the Pentagon Press Secretary, Rear Admiral John Kirby, said that the troops that were sent to Mount Sinjar reported back that, oh yeah, there's far less people there than we previously thought. And they're in better condition and have access to the food and water we drop, so it's a lot better than what you think it is. One of the things that they were reviewing would include ground troops, and then they say, well, just not combat troops. But it would have to be armed people on the ground. There's no way they could be in that area that is controlled by the Islamic State and not be armed, which would mean the troops would return to a war zone, which would mean the promise that there would not be combat would be broken, which would also mean that Democrat, Republican, or whatever label you tag yourself with, many people would be furious with that. A mission, no strategy, and here we go again. Just like the targets. So far, U.S. fighter jets have bombed 17 targets to protect the Kurds. Emphasis again. The president clear that we will not be sending troops back in a combat role. We heard that from everyone around the president and from the president himself. They're walking a very scary, fine line and trying desperately not to have to cross it. Not to have to double cross the American people. Otherwise, the State Department, the White House press secretary, the president himself would not be saying that over and over and over again. How can you stop the Islamic State, the militants, without having any kind of boots on the ground? The answer is, I don't know. You'd have to have people on the ground. You'd have to have a way to be able to really get to the people. What a dilemma, that's what we call it. All right, hang with us. Much more coming your way here in this hour of America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Hello, child. What's your name? Don't think too hard about it. Let's play a little game. Go here, go there. Kill anyone you see. Keep a pointer to yourself, but bring the diamonds back to me. 'Cause I wash my hands in holy water. I wash your mind with hands. Sell my soul for bags of gold while I sell you your church.
He's in our virtual green room right now. I have it on good authority. Andrew Szabo, Peel Back the Onion, marketing, branding, and strategy expert. Boy, there's a ton to talk about. Hey, Andrew.
Good evening. It's so good to hear your voice.
You know what? You and I have talked about Iraq for a long time, but now it's getting even deeper in Iraq. Luckily, in a sense, Nouri al-Maliki is out, although he doesn't necessarily want to be out now. But we have a couple of situations happening. One, the Pentagon is looking at a possible mission to save the people in Iraq that are trapped, basically, sitting ducks on Mount Sinjar. They fled the Islamic State guys who were saying, turn Muslim or else we're going to kill you. And right. Even there were a group of people that tried to jump on a helicopter and it crashed. It's so sad to see that. But it looks like at this point it's unlikely that this mission is even going to take place because of how precarious it is and then the whole boots on the ground and all of that. What do you make of what now has happened in Iraq on President Obama's watch?
Well, it's and I think we began to talk about this a couple of weeks ago. It's this could have all been stopped when they started when ISIS started moving from Syria and moving into Iraq. That was the time to send a message, to, if you like, draw the line in the sand and send drones in, attack them while they were on the move. And since once they started moving and they saw no opposition, then what happened is all they did is emboldened ISIS, and a lot of people started joining up there. So their numbers swelled dramatically. So again, this has been the strategy of several enemies of America, is they've said, okay, let's push, let's see what the U.S. does, and they don't do anything. And there has been this is the common policy of Obama. He wants to try and negotiate. He thinks by being nice, people will play nice, and it's not. It doesn't happen. It hasn't happened in Russia. Didn't happen in Syria. It's certainly not happening in Iran. And now with ISIS, same thing again. So now everybody has been emboldened. And to add, and I think the rest of you, here's the other thing, is that the rest of the world, I think, is aghast at this point. You know, while people are dying in Iraq, I mean, the Europeans are fond of taking long vacations in August. I mean, the French are absolutely the kings of this. I mean, they will take 5 weeks off. And even today, the French foreign minister slammed Obama. And you've got to remember, Obama, I've been to Europe many times while Obama's been in power, and a lot of them have been in love with Obama, okay? And the French foreign minister slammed Obama for golfing while Iraq burns, you're golfing. And his quote was, when people are dying, you must come back from vacation. David Cameron, the British prime minister, he also came back from vacation. I mean, you would think that by now Obama would get the message, and I think he seems detached. He doesn't know what to do. And even if he does come back, he doesn't know what to do. It's an appalling situation.
Yeah, I agree. It is an appalling situation, and we're stuck in the in-between once again, and it's because we're a nation that reacts instead of getting in front of things, and this was part of the problem with Iraq and how that ultimately petered out. I want to jump to something else because I want to make sure we get to this. You probably have seen what's happened in this town, Ferguson, just a stone's throw away from St. Louis. Very, very sad. There's some misinformation. There's been riots. There have been police have had to use tear gas. There was looting the first night. And this all goes back to Michael Brown, the 18-year-old, who was apparently a black kid who was unarmed and was shot. So the police department there decided, geez, this town is ready to implode. We don't want to release the officer's name. We're still investigating that. Was that from a strategy point of view in a very tragic, sad situation? Was this the smart thing to do there?
Yeah, I think strategically it was. I mean, there is a time to release information. There's a time not to release information. You know, in this country, you are innocent until proven guilty. Okay. And unfortunately, what's happened, and history has shown that you sometimes release the name of somebody, and before the investigation is being complete, and you end up basically with a lynch mob, essentially. That there is a public, you're tried in the public court of opinion. And that's not the way. That's not the rule of law in this country. And I think he has to go through the due process. First of all, there has to be an investigation. Then there has to be due process. And if he's found guilty and found a wrongdoing, then fine. We have a system for this. And we are a civilized country, and we need to behave in a civilized manner. And so I think it's the right strategy to maintain civility and the rule of law.
Yeah, I agree. Rule of law, what you just said there, that's key. Absolutely. All right, so I want to jump to something else, too. We know we've been talking about the situation at the border, trying to process the kids from Central America. Now the administration is saying we have to get some of the school systems ready for a big flow of illegal immigrant kids this fall, because they're still waiting for hearings that could lead to deportations, but they haven't happened. So all kids in the United States, this was released from the Education Department, are entitled to equal access to a public elementary and secondary education, regardless of their parents' actual or perceived national origin, citizenship, or immigration status. And this document was sent out to states and schools on Monday. Wow. And from what I understand, some schools are in a panic depending on where they're located. What do you think?
Well, if you remember, I predicted this 2 weeks ago. I said this was going to happen come August when the schools started up, that we hadn't seen the beginning of the problems that we've created to this immigration crisis of letting thousands and thousands of children in. It's going to overwhelm the system. And I knew that this was going to happen in August come to school. So yeah, this was expected. I mean, I'm just flabbergasted that the people weren't realizing this. I mean, you're going to land thousands of kids in, but by now it's now in the tens of thousands, of course, because it's, I think, was it 4,000 or 8,000 a week? I'm sorry, I forgot the number.
Crazy.
And it's hitting all over the country, not just in the border states. I was just reading an article before I came online that literally the Atlanta area, we're far away from Mexico here. Atlanta area school registration center, immigrant children are literally swarming the registration center. They have the capacity to process about 60 students per day. And they're getting 300, this is immigrant students, they're getting 300 immigrant children. I mean, it's hundreds are on the waiting list to get in. I mean, the lines are crazy. There was like 200 lined outside just one facility in DeKalb County on Monday. By the time they arrived at 7:30, and the officials arrived at 7:30 in the morning. We're seeing this all over the country, even as far, even up in New England. So, yeah, this is just the tip of the iceberg. We're going to, I think, see the welfare system overrun. We're going to see healthcare being overrun. And here we have a situation in this country. Our country is already economically under tremendous pressure. And I think it was very telling. This is about a month ago when the immigration problems started happening. Chicago, this is home base for Obama.
Mm-hmm.
And the poor on the south side of Chicago going, hey, wait a minute, you're doing more for these immigrants than you're doing for us in your hometown. Again, this shows a policy of indifference, and which is the hallmark of this president, unfortunately.
Yeah. You know, it's crazy, too. You think of the amount of, you know, as the end of July passed by, there were like 37,000 plus kids that were released to adult sponsors, a parent, a relative, a family friend, even others took kids in, Andrew, and you know, they've all been settled in, as you mentioned, not just the border states, 50 states, but mostly in Texas, California, and New York, and all of them are eligible for public school. So as I mentioned before, can you imagine the average wait time is 500 days for a deportation hearing. Can you imagine? That's crazy.
Yeah, it's insane. I mean, I think the repercussions of this will be felt for years to come.
I do too. I agree, absolutely. All right, terrific stuff. Once again, Andrew Szabo, Peel Back the Onion, thanks so much.
Thank you. It's my pleasure as always, Kate, and thanks to all the listeners.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Turns with me, Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight. A couple of quick reminders. Don't forget to send us your dumb things I shouldn't have done. AmericaTonight.net. And don't forget about our cheap movie review. If you have seen a movie and you thought it was really awesome or really horrid, tell us why. Send it to me, same place, AmericaTonight.net. And if we like the review and I talk about it on the air, I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. Level the Playing Field. So many of you had things to say about Ferguson, about Robin Williams, and a few other things as well. Immigrants and what's happening at the border and the kids and what's happening in the country. We'll try to squeeze in as many as we can. So without further ado, let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from the Brick who says, Kate, Robin Williams, I liked listening to your tribute and the people who called in to talk about the movie that influenced them or the one they liked the best anyway. It seems like Good Morning Vietnam really won out. There are so many things that Robin Williams did so well. And there was an anchor on another network who criticized Robin Williams and said he was a coward and then later apologized for it, which I think is absolutely atrocious. Yeah, you're talking about Shepard Smith, and yeah, I thought that was lame too. You know, listen, the guy seemed like a pussycat, seemed as sweet as can be, gave tons of time and money to charity, talked to people like a normal human being, not like a big fat movie star in his neighborhood and anywhere else that he went. It's so tragic for his kids. That was poor timing on Shepard Smith's part to blurt that out, but it's terrible. It's a tragedy. Suicide is an awful thing for the people left behind. Think about that. Because what are people left behind thinking? Oh, what if I could have done something? What if, what if, what if? I mean, what's the thing that we hate more in life? To be blindsided and have the giant if question flying around us, which they shouldn't feel that way. He apparently had lots of people that loved him and were supportive, and he had gotten help, and he was going for help, and you know, what can you say about it? It's just a very depressing story, especially by all accounts, the way he conducted himself when, you know, he wasn't on the big screen or the little screen or, you know, whatever. He was a talented guy. Got another one of those from Carrie who says, "Oh, Robin Williams, it's like a dark cloud hanging over me. How odd is it, Kate? I don't really care about movie stars and I don't care about the things that happen in their lives, but this one really hit me funny, and I suppose it's because I've seen some of his really good work and feel like he made me smile when I left some of his movies or when I saw him at the Met. I didn't see him, but when I saw that performance at the Met on video, and I have to tell you, he was a really cheer-me-up a guy, and perhaps that's why it seems so gloomy to hear about Robin Williams and none of us knowing him personally, but thinking, wow, how could a guy like Robin Williams end his life so tragically? And I think it's been a very long week for a lot of people who feel that he touched their lives in some way by his performances. Yeah, that's well said. I guess that's what it is. So it just shows you the love that. Yeah. Did he know people liked him? Hopefully, yeah. You know, that there's always that not paranoia so much as insecurity when you're a performer, an actor or a comedian, and comedians especially. And he did both of those, you know, he was in both of those professions. And he was definitely well-liked because he was certainly hired for all kinds of different parts and had the range, or he wouldn't have gotten the parts that he got, and it's depressing. Okay, here, let's move on to something else. Let's move on to this one from Bob in Illinois. Bob says, "Kate, my usual, here's my 2 cents as you invite us to call in. I'm going to say 2 cents on my email. Could there be more tension between the cops and the people in Ferguson, Missouri? You want to talk about a match being lit. The death of that 18-year-old has really, really stirred up some things, I think, that were under the surface in that city. And that's why they're not releasing the name of the cop, even though you have to assume, come on, plenty of people know who it is, and they're just not talking about it. But it's coming out. And maybe it already should have come out." Well, here's the thing. Now what they're saying, the police department, because this has been like 5 straight days of tear gas and putting on their riot gear and people throwing rocks and protests that are no longer protests. They've gotten ugly. So the police are saying now, wouldn't it be great if we could have these protests during the day? So they're imploring the people, let's do the daytime protests. Because they've had these nightly protests, this massive unrest. And, you know, there was even a news release that I got a hold of, and I think it's out there everywhere anyway, where it talks about the city of Ferguson mourning the loss of Michael Brown's life that occurred you know, this past Saturday, and we understand the members of the community and those nationwide grieving us. We have worked diligently to provide an opportunity for residents to both grieve and voice frustrations through prayer vigils and peaceful protests. So that was something that the police department sent out. It was like one of their first statements, I think. But that's not how it's going down. There's violence. They're peaceful at first, and then it turns to violence. And the thing that's happening, too, is the Reverend Al Sharpton, who you're going to hear next, who is pressing police to release the name of the police officer involved, but at the same time pleading with everyone for calm after a night of looting and vandalism and the cops having to use tear gas. You know, that's not a good thing. You can't have it both ways. And the Missouri governor, Jay Nixon, is everybody, anyone who's a politician, anybody who thinks they have a voice, they're trying to warn the people, tell the people, look, let's not get crazy here. Let's not make this worse. Let's not have other people in trouble because of looting and going after cops and patrol cars and all that kind of stuff. Michael Brown Sr., so Michael Brown's father, said at a news conference that we got to come together and do this right. No violence. No violence. So he's urging the same thing, not to have that happen. And investigators have released very little about what happened on Saturday, only to say that a scuffle unfolded and that the officer was on a routine patrol run and asked Michael Brown and another teenager to get out of the street. And this happened on Saturday afternoon. So at some point, the officer's weapon fired inside a patrol car. And then witnesses are saying that the officer went after him and shot him when he had his arms up, which would be, if that's how it went down, that would not be a good thing at all. And then it's about opening the door, saying that the door pulled back and ricocheted back. And, you know, it happens in a matter of seconds, and, you know, less than a minute. And in less than a minute, this town becomes crazed with violence and being just purely just blown away, upset by what looks like on all fronts to be a very, very sad, well, it is sad, a very sad, sad thing that happened here. Because then you go to the unarmed. When you think unarmed, not good. Unarmed. So what was going through the cop's mind? What actually happened? Was there something verbal along with some threat that led to that? Or no, that there's none of that, and it just all of a sudden got hot. All right, I'm going off on a tangent. I said I was going to squeeze more in. This one from Bart, who says, Kate, I can't believe all of the flooding that we've seen. Man, after you talked about Detroit, I went to go and look at some of that video, and those poor people talk about being stranded. They were stranded times 10. I've never ever experienced flooding like that in my lifetime. For goodness sake, pay attention to the roads, peeps, if you can. And then this one comes to us from John, who says, Kate, I've been listening to the show for a couple of months now. Really, really, really enjoy it. Have to tell you that I'm so sad to see the summer come to an end. Although, wondering if you're going to do your football thing, nail the score, I'm spreading the word because I'll be calling you this time around to play Nail the Score. Yeah, Nail the Score will start up in the beginning of the season, which is less than a month away. And how Nail the Score works is I pick the game of the week in the NFL. You could hate football, despise football, and hate sports, but you like to play games. So whatever the game is, maybe it's the Eagles and the Giants, you call up, tell me who you think's going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. If you correctly nailed the score, you win the prizes and the bragging rights. Not too bad, eh? Hang with us.
the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Sharpton doing what Al Sharpton does. He's down there in the middle of this. Cops using tear gas. Some reporters have even been arrested. And Sharpton talking about wanting the name of the cop to be released, saying that that's what the people deserve, but also causing the calling upon the crowd as he was stirring them up, saying that you have issues here and whatnot, calling the crowd to not be violent and to have peaceful protests over the death of 18-year-old Michael Brown. And I've said this now several times. We've you've sent me emails. Some of you have called about Michael Brown, by the way, if you want to throw in your two cents. Should the name of the cop, you know, be revealed? This happened on Saturday afternoon. We are into Thursday, so how long does this take? Is this wrong for the mayor and for the chief to keep this as under wraps as they can, as they watch their city really, really implode? You got the FBI there. You have a civil rights investigation underway. You got a lot of people on the ground looking into what's going on in Ferguson, Missouri. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. If you want to throw in your voice to this discussion on what's happened in Ferguson, and anybody who's been a police officer, I mentioned this before, I have family members who are cops and one who's an ex-cop. Man, it's a tough job, and there are some great cops out there, and there are some bad cops out there, and the great cops, the good cops, really try to police their own when they can and where they can. So was this just a woof, everything got out of control? It seems like that to me. And from what the witnesses are saying, what did they really see? Where were they? All of that plays a big part of what's gone on here. And it's really ripping Ferguson apart. You see the tear gas, you see the people, and there's no reason not to have protests, to protest if you want to protest, and to demand answers or whatever on any side of this. But the fact that you got people that are just using this, I think, for an excuse to, wow, okay, make it a big event and turn it into something ugly. Even Michael Brown's father saying, please, you know, don't do this. Don't loot our stores. Don't go in and smash cars and windows and throw rocks. But still, it continues to happen. So how many days in a row do you go through this? And then, hey, God forbid something else happens, because you've got police officers who have to do something about crowds that are doing those kinds of things. And that's also the danger of this becoming even worse, some other incident happening. Izzy in Missouri. Hello, Izzy. How are you?
Doing okay.
Good.
Number one, no, we're not going to release the police officer's name. That would be so wrong. He has a family, small children, and why would we want to put them at risk, which they would be? I mean, look what happened in Florida. Spike Lee got the address, got it wrong, and gave it out, and those people were threatened and harassed. Then they got the right address, and the parents had to move. Is this what people want?
Mm-hmm.
Really? And number two, I've been in these situations, and I've never known a witness to tell the truth when it is white on black, Kate, and nobody wants to address this issue, but I will. Been there, done it. And honest to God, what about all the people the mass killings that just happened in Chicago? Not one word, black on black. And nobody sees anything. But by God, it's white on black. Everybody's coming out of the woodwork. What is up with that?
Yeah, you know, you make a good point. Izzy, explain that more, because you were a cop. Explain what you saw when you were on the job.
Well, we had a place called Logan's Heights. And it was kind of like your watch, the South Side Chicago, Ferguson, et cetera. And we couldn't go in there even to serve a warrant without being 8 deep.
Mm.
Literally. We'd have our shotguns out, including along with our sidearms, but that's how bad it was. And it was amazing that whenever there was a black-on-black shooting or stabbing, nobody saw anything. It was pull down the shades, no discussion. If it was a white on black, the entire world came out and said, I saw. And by the time you got through witness statements, it was like, you didn't see jack crap, did you? Because there was so many contradictions. And Ferguson has been a hotbed for years. This is not new stuff.
Yeah.
And anybody with an ounce of brains knows you don't go out and start burning down your town and
yeah,
looting.
I agree with that. Yeah,
I mean,
I agree.
That's just animalistic behavior. Just like Watts, I was in the area when Watts happened, and I was very young, but my aunt was scared to death. And be like Cincy. You know what Cincinnati did? They just said, to hell with them. Let it burn it down, and we're not going in there. We're not going to send our police in there. And they didn't.
I remember that. Yeah.
And it took care of that problem because all at once, they figured it out. Oh, my God, we're not going to get anybody in here. No, you won't. Well, I said the same thing to Ferguson. You want to burn down your town? You think looting is cute? And the minute Sharpton and that Crump showed up, oh, my God, I thought, here we go. What is Crump doing up here in Missouri anyway? He's a Florida hack.
Yeah, but he smells blood in the water, so that's where he is.
No, he smells money.
Yeah, that's true.
He smells money. And so does Sharpton. I mean, those people don't go. This is what pisses me off the most. And I can't remember her name, and I apologize for a little girl. This has been several years now. In Chicago, she's about a little black girl. Was shot during the daytime, just randomly shot by drive-by. They were aiming for another guy and killed her. Where was the outrage over this child outside selling candy to earn money?
I remember that story, yes.
It broke my heart.
Oh,
and where was Sharpton? Where was Jackson?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's just to the point where this is getting, you know what? They released the name of that cop, every one of those police officers, whoever snitched, or the administrative people, ought to be sued. That's just morally wrong because you put other innocent people in danger. And the ACLU and Sharpton can kiss my butt. You don't need to know the name just now. And by the way, did you know that kid has a juvenile record? Yes,
mm-hmm.
he does.
Mm-hmm.
And
wow.
He was huge. He's a huge kid. He's like over 300 pounds and what was he, 6 feet or 6'4"?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. What would you do, Kay? Tell me, what would you do?
If I was being charged at and they were trying to grab, somebody was trying to grab my gun? Oh, and I'm a police officer? Well, if you're in a struggle for the gun, you have no choice. You have to act. If that's what happened, yeah.
Yeah, if that is what happened. The guy did have an injury. The officer did have some injuries to his face.
Mm.
But I guarantee you, if they even made one footstep toward me, my gun would have been unholstered in a micro mini second.
Yeah.
Period.
And it's interesting for the police, too, for sure. We're up against it. Thanks, Izzy. It's interesting for the police to get and she's a former police officer, to get a former police officer's take on, okay, heat of the moment, what happens, what's happened there, that kind of thing. And we don't know all the details. It would be good to know the exact timeline. I want to know if there was cameras on this, and I couldn't get a straight answer on that. They're not releasing very much. Are there cameras? Is there something that shows exactly what happened? Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30daysfoodsupply.com.